Joining me in the studio right now is Carly Morgan. She is on The Wolf from 1 to 6 weekdays, so you can check her out there on our sister station, The Wolf. Carly, it's so much fun to have you in studio.
I'm just so happy to be here.
Carly, what is a Christmas memory that always stands out to you?
Okay, so my favorite one is that my family always does a Christmas competition every year. One year, my mom and I made a huge gingerbread castle for the competition, and I even built a dragon out of Rice Krispies. And I even built a dragon out of Rice Krispie treats. It was massive and amazing. We had, like, gingerbread men being tortured in the dungeon. I think we had a princess at the top. We put out flags and everything. And yet still, despite, like, this thing was, like, at least 2 feet tall. It was massive. And despite all that work, we totally did not win. My granny won for making a beach shack gingerbread house that she, like, bought as a kit. You know, we made our own gingerbread in our oven. And really, I think that just tells you how skewed that whole competition is. You know, it's rigged.
Exactly. As you were describing that to me, I'm like, there's no way they didn't win.
You'd think. But yeah, no, everyone loves Granny. I get it. Honestly, she deserves it. She's put all the work into all of us for all this time. It's about time we give back to her, you know, even if it wasn't fair or correct. But
so tell me, how long did it take to build that, like, 2 foot castle?
Just baking and cutting the gingerbread and everything and putting it and assembling it probably took us like two or three days.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot of baking.
And I'll tell you what stood out to me. I'm a big fan of Rice Krispie treats. So combining that with some gingerbread, that's a beautiful combination.
Right? I thought so too. And then we covered the whole dragon with fondant too. So he looked amazing. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Just saying, totally rigged. But honestly, despite all of that, that's still my favorite Christmas memory because it was just so much fun getting to hang out with my mom and work with her so collaboratively on this thing. And, you know, I was really proud of the end result. It was something that I was able to, you know, feel good about in my heart.
Well, you should be, because I'll tell you what, when it comes to gingerbread houses, I'm like, can we find the pre-assembled? Because it is no easy task to get them to stick together, right?
Oh, yeah. That frosting is not always your friend.
No.
Yeah.
When you see a homemade gingerbread house, that's a labor of love for sure.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
When I was young, we always had this gingerbread house my mom had. And the sidewalk was covered with M&Ms. And my mom always said, no one eat it. It's for display till after Christmas. But inevitably, the sidewalk, the M&Ms would always be gone, as if everyone thought, no one will notice if I take one or two. So we were constantly refilling the sidewalk with fresh M&Ms.
That's so funny. I love that.
Is there a tradition that you and your family do that you always look forward to?
My mom gets us Christmas pajamas every Christmas Eve, and she always does something that's like one of our interests or something like that, and they're always super funny and personalized. The last couple of years, she's been getting me Chihuahua pajamas because I'm obsessed with my dog.
Your dog is so cute.
He's such a cutie. He's such a brat, though. Like, don't let his sweet face fool you.
He knows he's cute. That's the problem, right?
It definitely is. Yeah.
Yeah, our little Yorkie poo, Walter, he knows he's cute. And he just thinks he can get away with everything.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm embarrassed to admit, but yes, he can, because I adore him.
Of course. Yeah. It's kind of that little dog syndrome. Like, they're always going to be so sweet and loving with their people, and then to everyone else, they're just going to be horrible little monsters.
Yes, Walter did not get the memo that he's only 9 pounds.
Right. Oh, my gosh. I think I told you the story of how my dog got his butt bit not too long ago. Because he was squaring up with a dog like 5 times his size, and he's just stupid. Little idiot.
They think they're really ferocious, right?
Right.
They certainly do. Yeah. Well, Carly, it is so much fun to be able to chat with you in the KID News Radio studio.
Absolutely. I just love getting to talk to you in general. So it's nice having some set aside time, especially for you.
Oh, thank you, Carly. And Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And good luck with your new venture.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You got it.
It's going to be kind of fun for sure.
I think so.
And give your fur baby a big hug for me.
Will do. Will do.
All right.
I'm the only one he'll let do that. So probably a good thing that you stay back.
Right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
KID crew, let me remind you that we are collecting sleeping bags and blankets for the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission. You can drop those donations off right here at the Rich Media Headquarters, 1406 Commerce Way in Idaho Falls, at Club Apple in Idaho Falls, or in Pocatello at Teton Honda. Your donations are absolutely going to be a game changer for people in our community. This effort is really designed to make sure that no one in our community is literally left out in the cold with no way to keep warm. As we focus on the magic of Christmas, there's no denying that music is something that gets us into that holiday spirit. Music has the ability to bring that magic. Coming up in the next segment, I am going to be chatting with Tom Sharp from Mannheim Steamroller. He's a drummer for the group, and they have been around for 40 years. And I have said it before, I'll say it again. They are simply iconic. I think you're going to want to hear what Tom has to say about this incredible ride with Mannheim Steamroller. Also, I would love it if you would text me a picture of what makes it feel like. Just text your favorite Christmas decor or an image that you see as you're out and about, whatever it is that sparks that holiday magic for you. I would love to see that. Text it to me at 208-522-5900. That will get you entered for a chance to win a Keiko Joe's gift card. And look, let me just say this right now. There are no expiration dates for arcades. Don't let anyone tell you that you're too old to enjoy the fun of an arcade. When I was a kid growing up, my mom would play Johnny Mathis Christmas a lot. And I cannot hear this song without being taken back to wonderful childhood memories. So I want to share this little bit of music with you, and I hope it sparks a little happiness and joy within you. What's your favorite Christmas song? Text me your favorite Christmas song for an opportunity to win a car wash from Rubber Ducky Car Wash. All you need to do is text me the title of your favorite Christmas song to 208-522-5900. There's more to come right after this.